Fun trivia, Wendy. The whistling you hear right now,
yeah,
was performed by Lassie.
It was not.
They taught Wendy. They taught Lassie how to whistle.
John Provost is Timmy. John Provost on the phone with us as Timmy or as John. Which are you today?
Well, I'll be John if that works. But yeah, hey guys, Bill. I've heard some rumors. Listen. Okay, now wait a minute.
Yeah.
I have a brother and a sister, and my brother's name is William, but we call him Bill.
Yeah.
And I've heard this rumor that my mother may not have told me something. I mean, are we the new Larry and Daryl and Daryl?
I think we are. I think we are the new Larry, Daryl, and Daryl, John. I do. All right, so here's what John Provost is referring to. On yesterday's show, and I don't remember how this exactly came up, but we started talking about the show Lassie.
You were bragging about your good looks.
I was bragging about how handsome I used to be.
But wait a minute.
Yeah. And I said...
I'm looking at a photo of Bill right now, and, you know, I mean, if I stretch my imagination.
I'm not saying, believe me, John, I know we don't look like each other now, but when I was a kid, I looked exactly like you when you played Timmy in Lassie, so much so that there was a day my mom and I were shopping in a mall here called Ford City, and we were shopping, and a mother and daughter stopped me and asked for my autograph, and I signed it.
He says he was 3 years old, which how many kids know how to sign their autograph at three?
They thought I was you. They said, we watch you on Lassie all the time, and we love you on Lassie, and it's so good to see you in color, and I thanked them.
And you charged them $20.
$20.
Oh, boy, you got the big bucks. That is too funny.
How are you, John? It's an honor to meet you.
Well, thank you. No, I'm doing great. We're a little warmer than you are, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
Where are you?
You're on Saturn, correct?
We're in Sonoma County in Northern California.
Oh, what a beautiful part of the country. Have you lived there for a long time?
As a matter of fact, I was born and raised in Los Angeles, but I moved up here in 1970 to go to college and fell in love with the area, and that's home.
Yeah,
now.
It's so pretty. All right, go back in time with us for just a little bit when you played Timmy on Lassie. Did you realize how special that was to have your own TV show when you were a kid? That must have been amazing.
Lord, no, we didn't have a clue. I mean, you know, I started Lassie in 1957. Television was basically in its infancy. You know, we had three networks back then. And, you know, it was a new thing. We didn't know. I mean, the show is still on in over 50 countries in reruns.
Wow.
I mean, who would have known? I mean, and it's black and white, and they're still watching. It's crazy.
There is
it's a great legacy, I must say.
It is.
I love dogs. I just lost my dog Tiki last week, so I'm sad about it.
Wendy, I'm so sorry.
It's people who love their dogs, and I fell in love with Lassie, and I thought you were a pretty cute kid as well. And Timmy used to say his prayers while kneeling down by his bed, and I did that. I shared a room with my sister, and so I thought I would emulate Timmy, and I was on my knees, and I did the sign of the cross, and I was saying my prayers at the side of my bed, and my sister's thinking, wow, this is weird. She's never done that before. So she made a loud barking noise, and it scared the crap out of me. I jumped up back into my bed, and I believe my dad got the belt out and said, what are you scaring her for? I didn't understand.
Oh, no.
I said, what did you do? Why are you scaring me? And she said, well, if you're Timmy, I'm Lassie.
Oh, how about that?
So this was probably when I was 5 years old.
Yeah.
All right.
So this is how much...
You know, that was the thing about the shows, you know, that Timmy was... Okay, he wasn't the smartest tool in the shed, right? And if it hadn't been for Lassie, I wouldn't be talking to you today. But he always learned from his mistakes. He never talked back to his parents. And there was always a moral to the show. And everything always turned out okay in the end.
Yep, it ended happy. Do you remember, John, now this is years ago before Jay Leno was on The Tonight Show, but he used to do a bit in his stand-up where he would do a scene from Lassie, and Lassie would come in and bark, and then somebody would go, what's that, Lassie? Timmy's stuck in the well. And every time Lassie would bark, they'd understand him. As part of the show, did you find that funny, or were you offended by that? What did you think about that?
Well, you know, everybody always asked us that. Listen, the only reason we knew what Lassie was saying was because it was in the script. You know, give me a break. After Lassie, Okay, I have to blow your bubble here, but burst your bubble. But after Lassie, I worked with Mr. Ed. So I went from the smartest dog to the smartest horse. But, you know, he didn't talk either. So
he didn't?
You know.
What? Oh, my God. You've just ruined my childhood.
Come on.
I know. It's Hollywood. What can I say?
You did work with Jack Benny for an episode, right?
We did it on Jack Benny. You know, I started Lassie when I was 7, but I had already been in 10 movies. My first movie was So Big with Jane Wyman and Sterling Hayden. My second movie was The Country Girl with Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly. I mean, I worked with some incredible people. I worked with Clint Eastwood in 1956 in a movie. It was called Escapade in Japan, the first movie filmed in Japan after the war.
Whoa.
And I got billing over Clint Eastwood.
Oh,
so,
man.
Hey.
Do you think that would happen today, John, if you and Clint teamed up? Who would get top billing?
I doubt that very much.
Well, you should have charged more than $20 for the autograph with this history.
I made a horrible mistake. Go back to Sterling Hayden for just a little bit, John, because I love he mostly because of McCluskey and The Godfather, but he was in so many great movies. Were you intimidated by him or any of the actors you worked with, or did you just go another day at the office?
It was exactly. It was another day at the office. Listen, I was a little kid. You know, I was 5, 6, 7 years old. I would go to the studio in the morning. We'd be in the dressing room or in the makeup room, and I would see, you know, people, beautiful women, you know, come in and you know, they had just gotten out of bed and their hair was in curlers and stuff. So everybody, they were doing the same thing I was doing, and I just grew up on the soundstage. So they was just, you know, like, yeah, you go to work, you see your coworkers. And that was pretty much it.
Not intimidated at all. That's amazing. That's amazing. And then, John.
Oh, the one time. Okay.
What was the one time? Who was it?
I met Bob Hope. We were at Paramount Commissary for lunch one day, and Bob Hope was there, and I was about 9 years old.
Yeah.
And somebody said photo op. So I'm over there. I sit on his lap, and he looks at me, and he says, "Okay, kid. Make me laugh."
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
My God. I didn't know what to do. And so I had false teeth. And so I said, I don't know what clicked in my brain. I stuck out my false teeth, and he cracked up. And I have that photo on my wall right now, signed by Bob.
Wow, that's beautiful. What a magical moment that was. We're talking with John Provost.
Was.
He played Timmy on Lassie, and he and I are often mistaken for each other.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Not so much anymore, but there was a time.
Hey, John, tell us something of yours is hanging in the Smithsonian next to Archie Bunker's chair. What is that?
This is true. My entire Timmy outfit, my shirt, my jeans, my tennis shoes, are sitting in the Smithsonian next to Archie Bunker's chair and the Fonz's leather jacket.
Nice.
And, I mean, how much better could it get than that?
Nice. That's very nice. Yeah. It seemed, John, like on every episode of Lassie, Timmy had chores to do. I remember that was a thing on every week's show. You couldn't be doing something you wanted because there were chores. Do you remember it the same as me?
Oh, sure. You know, well, that was it. You know, you had to do what you had to do, and you still found time to get in trouble.
Yep.
Or, you know, Lassie and I would save an animal, or we would save a person or something, or Lassie would end up saving me. And, you know, you mentioned earlier about Timmy's in the well.
Mm-hmm.
Timmy never did fall in a well. I mean, I fell off cliffs. I fell into abandoned mine shafts, into culverts, into rivers, but never
a
well.
Oh, man.
Well, we don't know. We have not a clue where that catchphrase came from. But as you mentioned earlier, you know, Leno, Letterman, Carson,
yeah.
Everybody has said that. It's crazy. And we don't know where it came from.
That's so funny.
I came out with my autobiography a few years ago, and we titled it Timmy's in the Well.
So, Timmy's in the Well.
That's perfect.
Love it.
And you do a lot of work with service dogs for the handicapped. You still doing the Canine Companions for Independence?
Yes, Canine Companions for Independence. But one thing that I'm doing right now, which is really, really cool, is I have signed 4,000 autographs for the United States War Dog Association, and these go out in gift packages to our canine teams all over the world, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in China, you name it. Wherever there's a canine team in our military, they're all getting a picture of Timmy and Lassie. And aww. I get, you know, these kids, some of them are, you know, they're 19, 20, 21 years old, but I guess they're watching Lassie in reruns, and I'm getting these things like, oh, my God, I'm, you know, I'm sitting in a bunker over here, and I'm looking at a picture of you and Lassie. Thank you. So, you know, we have to support the troops. And
absolutely.
And yes, I've always, you know, Wendy, you said it earlier, people that love dogs love their dogs, and mm-hmm. I've always loved dogs, even before Lassie, and have always been involved in you know, no-kill pet shelters, you know, raising funds, and just doing whatever I can, because, you know, we love our animals, and they give us everything in return.
And, John, you're still doing some acting. Every once in a while I see on your IMDb page a role comes along and you grab it. So that must feel good
sure.
to still stay in the business, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like my mom, June Lockhart.
Yes.
You know, June is going to be 93 years old in June. I spoke with her a couple weeks ago. She's doing great. And she just said, you know, honey, she goes, when actors get old, you just play older parts.
John, here in Chicago, your show was on at 2 o'clock, and then she was on Lost in Space at 3 o'clock. And as a young boy, that was very confusing to me that same mom could have two such different families.
A secret life.
It confused me.
And so John Provost on Twitter, at John Provost, JonProvost. You're still doing these cruises where people can join you. Where do we find out information about all this?
Oh, yeah. Well, they can. Every year we do a cruise with fans, and it's this year we're going to Cuba. It should be a ball. And they can just go to my website. It's just johnprovost.com. And all the information's there. Appearances where I'll be. I still do autograph shows. I understand you've got a big show there this weekend.
The Hollywood show, and, yes.
Yeah, my good friends Tony Dow and Jerry Mathers are going to be there.
We just spoke to Jerry Mathers a little while ago.
He
got top billing.
Yeah, great guy. Both Tony and Jerry. And I do the shows. I love meeting the fans, and they get a ball out of meeting me, too.
Sure,
so, absolutely.
John, it was so great to talk to you. We really appreciate it, and I will continue to pretend I'm you in shopping centers, but at least now you know about it, so I don't feel as guilty.
Hey, that's fine. Maybe we should do a picture together or something.
All right.
Hey, listen, I can always have, you know, are you a William or a Bill?
Technically William on the birth certificate, but people only call
there
me that
go.
If they're mad at me. So Bill
there
usually.
I understand, but hey, listen, it's been a lot of fun. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
John. Thank you. It's John Provost, everybody. Timmy from Lassie.
Thank you, John.
Checking in.
You were the first identity thief.
I was the very first. I started it. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We have a little more show for you. Then we're headed toward the stream. We hope you join us there. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.